June 24, no sharp or hasty words. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2. We should study this instruction. It is our privilege to grow unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, 13. We are not to be thoughtless or careless in speech, hurting one another by unkind words. Every human agency connected with the Lord's work needs to appreciate the work in which He is acting a part. The work in God's institutions is to be carried on without friction, without hasty speech, without dictatorial words. The words are to be pure, clean, and holy in thought, in word, in act. They are to be Christ's witnesses testifying that they are born again. There is to be no sharp speaking, no fretful scolding, for angels of God are walking up and down in every room. Christ loves to commend every faithful worker, and He will do it. Every good act is registered in the books. Little mistakes may be made, but words of censure arouse feelings of retaliation, and God is dishonored. Any words spoken thoughtlessly or unadvisedly should be retracted on the spot. We are to remember that as Christians professing to work in unity, we must not act like sinners whose sinful words and acts, unless repented of, will condemn them. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, Revelation 3:2. This is our work. There are many ready to die spiritually, and the Lord calls upon us to strengthen them. God's people are to be firm to duty. They are to be bound together by the bonds of Christian fellowship and are to be strengthened in the faith by speaking often to one another about the precious truths entrusted to them. Never are they to quarrel and condemn. They are to unite upon the importance of obedience to God's law. In this life, there is nothing of greater importance than preparation of character, that we may at last enter with joy into the saints' abode on high. Why do we not improve our privilege of being saints here below?